Hello, everyone. Chris Martinson of Peak Prosperity here with you. We got to talk about the inflation lies that just came out today. Let's go there real quick. The BLS, they really put the BS in the BLS. They have been, again, caught making egregious lies. And I just think you need to know about them because I'm tired of being gaslit. I'm sure you are too. So let's go there. This is the headline that we saw here. Happy times. The CPI, the inflation measure, that's what the consumer price index is. The CPI came in lower than expected, including the core measure, rises at slowest pace in 2 years. Sounds good, right? Not so fast. But before we get there, of course, this was a massive explosion in stock prices. Look at how they're just up huge, right? Immediate explosion. And by the way, the whole world was really happy about the U.S. inflation print. That's why this BLS number matters so much. It's used to drive markets. It's used to shape narratives. It's used to shape expectations. But look at this. The Dow Jones is up. The S&P 500 is up. The Japanese stock market's up. European stocks are up. The German stocks are up. Everybody's happy. Who's, you know, who else is happy? Bonds, stocks and bonds. Bonds are up huge. Wow. This is a really important number. It drives massive amounts of behaviors and huge amounts of investment. So do we have this number right? The answer is no. So let's go there real quick. Here we're going to expose the lies. Here's how the CPI is put together. You got to get a little wonky about this, but the devil is in the details and it's good to know. Okay. So first up, what do we have here? We have table one. This is consumer price index for all urban consumers, and it's broken up into a variety of things. So all items here, what do we see? Well, we notice that let's see here. We have the relative importance here, which is, let me get my little drawing tool out here. So, oops, wrong one. Yeah, get my laser pointer. So the relative importance here, 100, all items, comes out to 100. This is going to be an important number to note in a moment. And they say that over from October of 22 to October of 23, all items were up just 3.2%. And going further into this, we'll notice here that food is 13% of that 100. So if you spend $100, the CPI, the BLS people assume, well, you spent 13 of your $100 that you were going to spend on food. You spent $7.18 on energy and the remaining balance on everything besides food and energy. Okay. So just on this item alone here, we notice that they're saying here that food was up 3.2% year over year. You know what? Editorially, if that were true, that means a $200 grocery bill last year would be $206.60 this year. Yeah, right. Everybody who's been to the grocery store knows this is an obvious and provable lie within your own life. You know that. We already know that. So that just right there, we're all done. But carrying on, we see that these things add up to this 100. So when you add 79.4 and 7.185 and 13.37, that adds up to 100. And within this, they say, well, food was up 3.3. Energy was down 4.5%. Everything else was up just 4%. I'm going to expose just one piece of this lie. It's so egregious, so stupid, so ridiculously bad that we will know with all certainty, and you will know just how bad this scam really is. Let's go here. The BLS says your health insurance costs went down 34% last year. Yeah, good God, right? Oh my goodness. They said that out of every $100 you might spend, $6 went to healthcare on average for the average person. And you see here the weightings of this. Notice this too. The weighting of health insurance is just a 0.525. That means 52 cents out of every $100 you spent last year went to health insurance. That's not true for me, but I don't have company health insurance. I have to buy a plan. I can tell you that my health insurance did not go down 34% last year. It went up 14% yet last year, 24 the year before that, 16 the year before that. And I haven't seen this year's yet, but it's time to re-up my insurance. And I'm sure two things have happened with my health insurance this year. The deductibles have gone up. The quality and amount of things they cover has gone down, and the price has gone up a lot. We all know that's how health insurance actually works. So, by the way, here are some other things that government bureaucrats, and I spelled that he misspelled that intentionally, think you spend more on or as much on as health insurance. Remember, health insurance has this weighting of 0.52. Fresh vegetables has a weighting of 0.50. So they think you buy as much lettuce and tomatoes as you spend on health insurance. Other household furnishings comes in at 0.566. So they think you spend more on clocks, lamps, decorator items, indoor plants and flowers, dishes and flatware, and non-electric cookware and tableware as a combined grouping, because all of these add up to the 0.56. Yes, you, according to the government, spend more on clocks and dish towels than you do on health insurance. Oh, good God, it gets worse. Men's and boys' apparel, you spend a lot more on that in your household. You spend 67 cents out of every $100 compared to only 52 cents on health insurance. So you're spending more on jeans and socks and undies than you are on health insurance. Or how about this one? Alcoholic beverages, clocking in at a whopping 0.83. So you're spending roughly 50% more on alcohol, you alcoholics, you, than you are on health insurance. That is the game that they play. It's a scam. It's a complete set of lies. If you don't like lies and you rather have common sense and like things to make sense, I invite you to come by peakprosperity.com. We use common sense. We dig through the data so you don't have to, save you time, and we've got a great community of people there. So with that, thanks very much for listening. We'll see you next time, and don't fall for the lies. But I already know you're not. What a shit show this is. Bye.